What other drugs are out there right now that have this kind of data behind them?
The other big drugs that are out there are the drug that this patient went on initially. The drug is crenolinib. That has similar results, although the trials that have been done haven't been quite as big. The other big drug that's out there is quizartinib, formerly known as AC220. So quizartinib is also a potent inhibitor of the FLT3 ITD, like gilteritinib. The real issue with quizartinib is that it does not inhibit the FLT3 tyrosine kinase domain mutation, the TKD. So the patients who got quizartinib who responded, they typically will relapse by developing a FLT3 TKD mutation. So that's the liability of quizartinib.
It always just comes up when you see novel agents, you start to see clinical responses like in this lady, in terms of what kind of data it takes to actually have a drug enter practice. Where's gilteritinib? It seems like you wouldn't have to see too many cases like this to want to use it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, so it really comes down to what I think the authorities, the Food and Drug Administration, are seeing as clinical benefit. I think we're going to talk about enasidenib, which is the IDH2 inhibitor. And I think really for the first time in AML, at least, the FDA saw this single agent drug on a non-randomized phase 1-2 study, but they saw that the response rate and the clinical benefit the patients got from this oral targeted therapy, and they approved it, and they got a regular approval. I mean, not even an accelerated approval, a regular approval.
I mean, it makes sense, you know?
Absolutely. And I would expect that if the company that makes gilteritinib was interested in doing the same thing, I would suspect, if the data is as good as has been presented publicly, that there is a good shot that that drug could make it to the market.
I think, you know, a lot of people, again, it's one thing if you take a therapy and add something to it, chemotherapy, add a novel agent, that's always hard to tease out. But when you use a single agent, particularly if it's novel and, you know, not that toxic, it's a very different story. Well, anyhow, we'll see what happens with this really interesting